From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Join us on the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, Billy Hall has been in the cattle business his whole life. Seeing the industry from the vantage point of a commercial cow-calf producer, a registered breeder, and now a cattle feeder gives him a unique perspective on what cattle are the most valuable to everyone.
One of the primary goals of working with retained ownership customers and then feeding cattle myself and then company cattle is trying to identify the genetics that actually deliver the value in a very hard, volatile market. So trying to find those cattle that you buy them for a premium and then they give a premium back to you when you market them on the grid.
Well, the same traits are significant no matter who owns the cattle throughout feeding.
It's really feed conversion, performance, really health is number one. So trying to find cattle that, you know, can gain and grade and stay healthy and yield and just do everything they have to. Because in today's environment and what cattle cost and the volatility, you just can't leave any loops not closed.
Well, actually, Chapel Feedlot recently added a GrowSafe system that lets them add feed efficiency to their profitability analysis, and it helps find the differences in genetics.
It's been very humbling when you look at the genetics and stuff like that and looking at the variation and seeing how cattle can become more profitable through feed conversion and cost of gains, because at the end of the day, all cattle aren't created equal.
Now, even when producers sell calves at weaning, feeders still track how those cattle do. Hall says it's as important for those cattlemen to focus on performance and end product traits as anyone.
I think it's still reputation adds value. So even though there's lots of cattle that move across the United States and go into feed yard settings and stuff like that, when you get into the smaller people or the smaller feeders or people that are buying a couple loads of cattle, it's still relative to added value, whether that's genetics, health, flesh of the cattle, disposition, just all the factors that go into actually protecting your investment once you buy them and you take on the risk.
Well, if those cattle reduce that risk, they'll have repeat buyers. Buyers will come back. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, looks like USDA is going to be talking about the Census of Agriculture. Rod Bain's going to report from USDA. That's coming your way right after these words.